请我们打开圣经第马太福音第24章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24.
一段比较长啲嘅圣经。
This might be a long, a more lengthy passage for us to read today.
马太福音第24章。
Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24.
我们由32节开始读，读到25章的13节。
We'll be actually reading from verses 32, beginning of verse 32, and we'll read through the next chapter, chapter 25, all the way to verse 13.
这些圣经呢，相信弟兄姊妹你都很熟悉的。
Now,this particular scriptural passage should be familiar with two brothers and sisters.
So please
listen then as I read.
第32节开始。
Beginning again, chapter 24, verse 32.
英文的都看了，不应该不需
要 So we're not going to read it twice, so we're just going to read it. I will just read it in Cantonese. So for those who use English Bible, just read along.
32節，你們可以從無花果樹學個比方，當樹枝發嫩、長葉的時候，你們就知道夏天近了。這樣，你們看見這一切的事，也該知道人子近了，正在門口了。我實在告訴你們，這世代還沒有過去，這些事都要成就。天地要廢去，我的話卻不能廢去。36節，但那日子、那時辰，沒有人知道，連天上的使者也不知道。子也不知道，唯独父知道。挪亚的日子怎样，人子降临也要怎样。当洪水以前的日子，人照常吃喝嫁娶，直到挪亚进方舟的那日子，不知不觉洪水来了，把他们全都冲去。人子降临也要这样。那时两个人在田里取去一个，撇下一个；两个女人推磨取去一个，撇下一个。所以你们要警醒，因为不知道你们的主是哪天来的。家主若知道几更天有贼来，就必警醒，不容人挖透房屋。这是你们所知道的，所以你们也要预备，因为你们想不到的时候，人子就来了。45节，谁是忠心有见识的仆人，为主所派管理家里的人，按时分粮给他们呢？主人来到，看见他们这样行，那仆人就有福了。我实在告诉你们，主人要派他管理一切所有的。倘若那恶仆心里说，我的主人必来得迟，就动手打他的同伴，又和酒醉的人一同吃喝。在想不到的日子，不知道的时辰，那仆人的主人要来，重重地处置他，定他为假冒为善的人同罪。在那里必要哀哭切齿了。25章第一节，那时天国好比十个童女拿着灯出去迎接新郎，其中有五个是预住的，五个是聪明的。预住的拿着灯，却不预备油；聪明的拿着灯，又预备油在器皿里。新郎迟延的时候，他们都打盹睡着了。半夜有人喊着说：新郎来了，你们起来迎接他。那些童女就都起来收拾灯。预住的对聪明的说：请分点油给我们，因为我们的灯要灭了。聪明的回答说：恐怕不够你我用的，不如你们自己到卖油的那里去买吧。他们去买的时候，新郎到了，那预备好了的同他进去坐席，门就关了。其余的童女随后也来了，说：主啊，主啊，给我们开门。他们却回答说：我实在告诉你们，我不认识你们，所以你们要警醒，因为那日子、那时辰，你们不知道。我哋圣经有得咁多。
Oh, in our scripture reading here,
我哋祈祷。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主，我哋愿意再一次嘅嚟到你嘅面前。
Our beloved Lord, once again, we're privileged to come before your presence.
藉着你嘅话，主啊，求你俾我哋有所提醒。
Through your words, may you bring us the proper reminders.
我叫我哋警醒、预备、等候主嘅再嚟。
That we might be alert, that we might be awaiting for and hastening the Lord's return.
求主你苏醒我们的灵。
arouse our spirits, Lord.
哦，让我哋从沉睡，从软弱嘅里头再起嚟。
That we can be awakened from our state of slumber and our state of laziness.
将一个活泼嘅灵赏赐俾我哋。
That you will give us an enlivened spirit.
让我哋听见你嘅话，又活喺你嘅话中间。
That as we hear your words, that we might be able to dwell in your words.
求主怜悯。
Have mercy upon us.
主愿你嘅圣灵今朝早喺呢个地方嚟运行。
May the Holy Spirit move freely here today.
喺我哋心里边向我哋说话。
That He will speak to us in our hearts.
奉主耶稣嘅名祈祷。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
头先读一大段嘅圣经，相信弟兄姊妹你曾经读过嘅。
In the lengthy passage that we just read together, I'm sure is a passage that you have read on your own before.
我读咁大段嘅圣经，因为喺神嘅嗰个话嘅里边，呢一大段嘅说话都系有拉楞嘅。
Now, it seems to be a very lengthy passage, but it's all connected.
记得好几个月前同弟兄姊妹喺呢度交通。
I recall a couple of months ago, actually, I was here to share with brothers and sisters from the pulpit.
有关主再来嘅信息。
Concerning the message of the Lord's return.
曾经同弟兄姊妹交通。
And at that time, we had shared on various matters.
神嘅话里边系每一个地方，几乎每四章嘅圣经都提到讲到主再来。
And more specifically, we stated how each and every gospel that's contained in the Bible tells us about this message of the Lord's return.
点解主再翻嚟呢件事情？提到咁多呢？
Why is the message of the Lord's return so evidently seen in all these passages?
因为嗰件事情非常非常嘅紧要。
Why? It's because the matter is extremely important.
我哋讲过话，主再翻嚟嘅时候，
We have stated when the Lord returns,
神永远嘅旨意就得以完成。
It is then that God's eternal purpose is fulfilled.
嗱，你记得神造人。
Do you recall the purpose for God to create man?
实在是愿意神所造的人得着神自己的生命。
It was so that the created man would receive God's life.
所以呢，圣经在创世纪那里有一棵生命树。
And that's why in the Garden of Eden, as it tells us in Genesis, there stands a tree of life.
神实在愿意人得到呢棵生命树上边。
God so desires for man to receive and take of the fruit from the tree of life.
但系历史话俾我哋听，人冇拣选到神嘅生命。
But history, biblical history tells us that man did not choose the tree of life.
因此人犯罪。
And consequently, he sinned.
失去咗得着神呢个生命。
And he lost the opportunity to receive the life of God.
但是神呢，没停止到说，以后，这个神的计划就终止了。
But that did not deter God from fulfilling his eternal purpose.
后来神就要恢复他的计划，差遣他的儿子来到地上面，藉着他钉在十字架上面拯救人。
It prompted God to restore his original purpose through the sending of his son upon this earth, descending upon this earth to die for man and subsequently bring forth the fruition of his will.
所以当人相信耶稣，接受耶稣做救主的时候，
And that's why when man believes upon Jesus Christ, when he accepts Jesus,
他里面就能够再一次的这个生命的接触。
Then that man is able to reconnect to the life that was originally planned for him.
神从远古以来都有一个这样的计划。
So from all history, from all antiquity, God has this intent.
咁神呢个计划就系要拯救人，将生命赐过俾人。
That intent was the plan to grant to man this eternal life.
几时能够得到呢个整个计划去圆满呢？
Well, when will this plan be fulfilled?
当主耶稣再翻嚟嘅时候，
It is at the time when the Lord returns.
所以呢个主嘅再嚟系 非常非常非常的重要。
And that's why the return of the Lord is extremely, extremely important.
咁我哋又讲过话，当主再翻嚟嘅时候
，We have also stated that at the time of the Lord's return，
就系魔鬼嘅尽头。
It is then, or it signifies the end of Satan.
因为圣经话魔鬼喺个时候就被丢喺呢个无底坑嘅里边。
The Bible tells us the devil at that time will be thrown into the bottomless pit.
因此我哋要睇到呢件嘅事情嘅紧要性，因此我哋亦都睇重呢件事情。
And if we see the significance and the importance of that particular matter, then it once again underscores the seriousness and the importance of the Lord's return.
但系圣经又提醒我哋。
Now the Bible also goes on to remind us at the time.Prior to the time of the Lord's return,
有一个叫做在基督台前嘅审判
，that there will be a judgment seat。
嗰个审判就系话喺我哋呢班信主嘅人，今天我哋活喺神嘅面前，我哋系点样嘅过活
？There shall be judgment before the Lord's judgment seat, and what that will do is to judge the works of us who believe upon the Lord。
阿摩斯书
，and from the book of Amos，
神提醒我哋，虽然人系三番四次嘅犯罪
，that there's a portion there that tells us that again and again and again， people man have sinned against God。
但系若果人悔改呢
？But if man repents，
神仍然要俾我哋有回转嘅路。
Then God will prepare for us a way to return to Him。
神今日仍然俾我哋有机会。
And so today, God gives us the opportunity.
嗰个审判系审判我哋喺国度里边有冇得着奖赏。
That judgment that is to come will determine whether or not we will gain rewards in God's kingdom.
唔系话我得救或者唔得救嘅问题。
That judgment has nothing to do with salvation, whether you're going to be saved or you're not saved.
因为神心意嘅里边愿意人人。都得着赏赐。
It is God's desire, His heart, that every man, every person would gain rewards.
所以呢个系我哋嘅目的。
So this too then should be our goal.
神今日让我哋喺呢个审判之前，仍然有一段嘅时间，仍然可以悔改。
That during this period of time, from today, this moment, all the way to that day of the judgment seat.That there is an opportunity for us to repent.
所以佢就话你要预备迎接你嘅神。
And that's why the Bible tells us prepare to meet your God.
好多时候我哋嘅天性觉得哎呀，好似唔紧要啦，到时先算啦。
Now our natural inclination is to say, well, maybe I can just wait.
我唔知道有冇弟兄姊妹有冇咁样嘅心思。
I wonder if brothers and sisters have that share that same thought.
如果你有嘅话呢
？If you do.It goes without saying that we need to change it.
因为好多人都是临急抱佛脚的，你知道吗？
Because many people dilly dally, they wait and to the last minute.
好似话听日有考试啦，今晚就开通宵。
That they wait and wait until the very last moment, and then they cram for their exam, which will be the next morning.
但系我话俾你听，有一件事唔。
But I can tell you one thing, there is one specific event that we can't do that for.
好似大陆啊，四川嗰啲楼冧晒落嚟吓，你知道。
Brothers and sisters know about the earthquake in Sichuan? And all the houses crumple down?
如果你系喺嗰啲豆腐渣嗰啲楼嗰里上边嘅话
，What if you were living atop one of those or in one of those buildings?
我话啊真啊咁，你快啲先至嚟啊加工啦，唔该你把即刻整翻啲钢筋落去得唔得
？At the time that the house begins to topple, can you at that particular time say, "Oh, let's go and reinforce this wall. Let's go and reinforce this building." Is there still time to do that?
得噶，你知道唔得噶
？No, you know full well that's not possible.
太迟啦
，It's too late.
好多时候我哋个心思就系、是、可能会。
A lot of times, maybe that's how we think. We procrastinate. Oh, I'll wait until later, and then I'll deal with it.
主话你哋要 预备迎接你的神。
But the Lord tells us specifically, prepare to meet your God.
几时预备弟兄姊妹？
When? When will you prepare?
啊，现在就预备。
Brothers and sisters, when? It is now.
如果唔系而家嘅话咧，即系呢个唔系叫做预备。
If it's not now, then it's not really preparing.
等到主再翻嚟嘅时候，太迟啊。
If you wait until the Lord returns to prepare for His return, it's too late.
即使啊，我话俾你听，即使你几聪明。
No matter how intelligent or how wise you are, no matter how quick you are,
几叻仔,
no matter how smart you are,
都唔可以打天才波啊。
It doesn't matter.
嗱，打讲开打波啦吓，你知道美式足球嗰个明星，嗰个叫 Brett Favre 吓，你记得啊？嗰啲嗰啲后生仔识噶啦。
And there is a football, a former star, a football NFL star, Brett Favre.So for the younger ones, you're probably more familiar with him.
他打了17年球。
Now he quarterbacked 17 years in the NFL.
赢足160场。
And he won 160 games.
连续呢270场球都没有缺席的。
He had a non-losing streak of 275 games.
咁呢個打破
，He played for consecutive 275 games。
打破咗呢個足聯會嘅 quarterback 嘅記錄。
And so that was a record。
咁今年咧，佢就退休啦。
But this after this last year, he announced his retirement。
咁佢喺呢個記者招待會裏邊咧，啊大隻佬嚟嘅嚇，好高大嘅，都喊住口嘅。
But he was, you know, he was a typical big muscular。Manly football player, but at his retirement conference, he cried.
他說我好不捨得離開。
And he shared how he didn't want to leave the game.
但是呢，他一定要離開。
But at this moment in time, it was time to leave.
他說其實星期日打那場球啊，對他絕對沒問題。
For him, he said, there will be no problem. I can get on the field and still play.
但是問題呢，
But the problem,
他那個预备去赢波嗰个心情冇咗。
But he has lost the heart to prepare for victory.
虽然佢系打破纪录嘅一个球员
，He's a record-setting quarterback.
但佢知道，如果佢冇预备
，But he knows if he does not prepare properly,
嗰场波唔会赢。
He will not win that game on Sunday.
他很有经验，但是他这个从经验的里面就知道真的要这样。
He has a lot of experience, but the experience actually served to tell him that if he doesn't have the heart to prepare, it's not going to happen.
在属地的事情是这样。
That's the way it is with earthly and secular
things. 所以我们今天做基督徒。
But for us as Christians,
如果你没有好地的预备，
if you don't prepare properly,
将来见主的时候你肯定是受亏损。
When you come that day, when you actually come to meet the Lord, for sure,
而且那个,
you will lose.
而且那个受規矩呢,
so what will you lose? It's not like Brett Favre. He chose to go into retirement. So he's like, okay, I'm retired now from this game.
那个受規矩是永遠的。
But the loss that you're going to suffer is for a loss for all eternity.
所以弟兄姊妹，我哋必须要预备。
So brothers and sisters, it's imperative that we prepare.
而且从而家开始，我哋就。
And not just prepare, but to prepare beginning now.
你唔可以等到将来。
You can't wait until later.
去到门口嘅时候，你先至话快啲嚟预备咩？唔得噶。
Do you wait until you get to the door, the front of the door before you say, "Oh, I guess it's time for me to prepare now"?
而且预备需要时间。
Preparation requires time.
需要心思。
It requires for you, your heart.
就是你今天开始你愿意完全地将自己放下来。
That means from this moment on that you're willing to set aside all of your other things.
主说跟随他的人要背起他的十字架，天天背起十字架来跟随。
The Lord clearly tells us in his own words that for the person who wants to follow after him, he has to lay down, or he has to pick up his cross daily.
上个星期我哋嘅弟兄教宗启示录。
Last week, our brother shared about Revelation.
启示录21章.
In Revelation 21.
系啦。嗰度讲到话，圣城新耶路撒冷由神嗰度从天而降，而且预备好了，就如新妇装饰整
齐。It says there in Revelation 21:2, and I John saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband.
我哋嘅弟兄就交通到装饰整齐。
Now our brother shared on construction.
系用。用嗰啲细麻衣
，that required linen of fine linen。
但系我愿意弟兄姊妹多留意一点。
But I want brothers and sisters go one step further beyond that。
呢个新妇佢装饰整齐，系用乜嘢嚟装饰整齐呢
？This bride that is properly adorned for her husband, what does she use to properly adorn herself？
佢唔系用胭脂水粉嚟装饰整齐。
She does not use cosmetics to prepare to properly adorn herself.
哇！又唔係著件好靚嘅婚紗。
It is not just to wear a very beautiful gown.
即係而家啲世界人裹頂嘅身。
That, after all, is what we associate with a bride for properly being adorned.
嗰個新婦預備整齊。
But here, the bride is properly adorned.
係用乜嘢嚟預備呢
？But what is the material by which she is properly adorned?
借用江弟兄嘅一句説話就話，佢用基督嚟裝備佢自己。
Using paraphrasing what Brother Kong oftentimes tells us or encourages us to do, this bride uses Christ to properly adorn herself.
當呢個新婦預備好啦
，When this bride is prepared，
就係佢裝飾整齊嘅時候。
It is at that moment that she is properly adorned.
而佢用乜嘢嚟到作装饰
？Again, how is she properly adorned?
系用基督嚟到成为佢嘅装饰。
She utilizes Christ to adore, prepare herself.
系。刚领曾经同我哋讲过话，主要喺教会嘅里边揾到佢自己。
Brother Kong has encouraged us with the words to say the Lord is looking for himself within the church.
几时主喺教会嘅当中揾到主自己
？So when will the Lord be able to find himself within the church？
就系几时当教会预备好嘅时候
？It is at a time when the church is properly adorned.
咁弟兄姊妹，我哋想下
，Brothers and sisters, let's think about this for a moment.
在教会里面你见不见到基督的样子
Do you see the Lord within the church?
在你的身上看不看到基督
Specifically, can you see Christ in your individual person?
基督是谦卑
The Lord is humble
基督是温柔
The Lord is gentle
基督是有爱
The Lord is filled with love
在你的身上有没有
So can you find these particular characteristics within you?
如果冇嘅话
，If not, brothers and sisters，
你就系冇预备好。
You have not prepared properly then。
你点能够用？点样先能够准备好呢
？How can you be properly prepared？
就系你将自己呢整个人嘅放低。
It is for us to put aside ourselves，
将基督穿上嚟
，to put on Christ，
让人哋睇见喺你嘅身上边啊，唔再见到系某某人。或者是哪一个
to permit for others to see not just Mr. So-and-so or Ms. So-and-so,
是看到、这个基督
but rather just be able to see, oh, Christ is there.
因为我们看见基督的性情在这个人的身上。
Because they can detect and see the characteristics of Christ in this person.
因为基督他自己在这帮人的
He can detect Christ himself amongst these individuals. Revelation chapter
19.
This was a verse that our brother shared with us last week.
就当佢嚟嘅时候，就系主自呢个新妇预备好嘅时间。
That translation says, "Let us be when."
第八节。 第八節。
Actually, Revelation chapter 19, verse 8, it says that in NASB, it says it's given to her to clothe herself in a fine linen, bright and clean.
看到吗，弟兄姊妹？是她几时预备好，神就将这个衣服。
When will she be properly adorned? It is when Christ, when God grants this for, to her.
弟兄姊妹，这个衣服是神给你的赏赐。
This proper array is what God grants to us.
我们预备好，神就给我们的赏赐。
When we are properly prepared, the raiment is given to us.
几时我们预备好？
Whenever we are prepared,
我们几时可以得穿这个光明洁白？
It is then that we qualify to put on this garment, this dress.
主很快就回来。
The Lord will return soon.
刚才在24章那里，马太24章那里讲，我们提到。
In the passage that we read in Gospel, Matthew chapter 24, it tells us,
预备是一个怎样一回的事情。
What does it mean to prepare?
45节说，边个是忠心有见识的仆人？
It tells us in verse 45, so who is the faithful and sensible slave?
在路加福音同样讲，讲那样的事情。
In the Gospel of Luke, it tells us about the same thing.
在12章。
In chapter 12,
42.
It reads in Luke 12:42, it says, Who then is the faithful and sensible steward?
圣经就跟我们讲到呢，那里有两挺人。
Now there are two types of people here.
一挺人呢，就是呢，按时供应别人的。
The first one is the one who does their duty and properly feeds those others.
那个就讲到有见证的人。
And so that refers to those who have the proper testimony.
那个是讲到使别人有益处的。
They are the ones identified as being able to benefit others.
然后呢，第二种人。
But there is also a second type of individual.
第二种人呢，
The second type of individual.
使人受亏损嘅
，will cause loss to come to others，
欺负别人嘅
，will try to
欺负压制唔俾人益处嘅、
is to repress others，
系使别人冇益处嘅
，so that others will not benefit，
佢唔成为。
They will not be a conduit or a source to provide for anyone.
But verse 47,
就
是说呢，如果仆人知道主人的意思，又不去预备，又不信他的意思行的，那些仆人就要受责打。
In verse 47 in NASB, it says that the slave who knew his master's will and did not get ready or act in accord with his will receive many lashes.
所以弟兄姊妹，咩叫做预备
？So brothers and sisters, what does it mean to prepare?
边啲人系预备
？Who will be the ones who will be properly prepared?
就系嗰啲知道主人嘅意思又预备嘅咯。
It is the ones who know of the Lord's will and goes ahead and does it.
嗰啲知道，但系又唔照住主人嘅意思行嘅，嗰啲人就系唔预备好。
But those who knew, who did not act in accordance with the will of God.Of the will of the master, they are not the ones that are prepared.
因此他们是不得到奖赏，反为呢？
So not only will they not receive any rewards, they will receive lashes.
弟兄姊妹，你睇。
Brothers and sisters, do you see?
我们的主人现在不
在。Our Lord is not physically present with us today.
我们是照着我自己的意思，哎呀，他不会来住的，放松啦。好闲嘅啫，呢啲嘢唔紧要嘅。
So in our mind, we might think it's okay. Don't worry about it. Don't be so uptight. These things don't matter that much. It's all right.
还系话啊，主人唔喺度，但我都照佢嘅意思行。
Or do you say my master is not here, but I need to do his will, so I'm going to do it according to what his way it would be?
你就睇见呢两挺嘅人，好明显嘅喺你嘅眼前嘅系咪
？Now these are two types of individuals that are very clear to us. We can see them.
咁弟兄姊妹，你拣边一样
？But brothers and sisters, the choice is actually yours. Who do you want to be like?
主话佢好快就翻嚟。
The Lord tells us that He will return quickly.
佢话就喺门口啊。
He says He is imminently at the door.
我记得近时读书嘅时候咧。
I remember when I was still in school.
我唔知道你哋后生仔而家读书。
I'm not sure how things are with the younger generation nowadays.
后生嗰阵时咧都坐唔定噶吓。
But when I was young, I couldn't sit still.
即使上课打咗钟啊。
Even it's time to start the class and the bell has already rung.
个课室咧都系乱糟糟。
The noise and just the commotion in the class is just still chaotic.
不过咧，我哋近时读书唔同你哋而家读书。
But honestly, the way that we went through school is very different from the way that you.
旧时我哋读书咧就系、是、我哋喺紧一个班房噶啦，系先生嚟我哋个课室。
We were situated in one classroom, and when the subject changes, then it is the teacher who comes into the classroom.
你哋而家读书咧，你哋就去边一班嚟到上堂，系咪
？Most everyone nowadays, when they're going through school, they have to go to the next class, so they have to physically get up and go to the next room.
所以我哋时时都喺一个班房。
So for us in our age, we always sat in one single classroom.
所以打咗钟咧，大家咧。随便摆摆周围咁。
So the bell could ring, signifying another class has started, but we're still doing whatever it was that we're doing. Pay no attention to it.
就喺度大吵大大。
The guy is always rowdy.
掟纸碎啊，掟乜嘢，乜嘢都掟啦。
We're throwing things around, throwing paper around.
咁啲女仔咧就成日纸浸浸，睇埋啲八卦杂志啊咁样。
And the girls are always busy.They're always busy and they're looking at magazines, you know, girly magazines. I'm sorry, did you look at, I'm sorry? Oh, they're doodling, they're doodling. And so sometimes because the guys are throwing paper balls around, they might hit one of the girls and the girls would turn around and yell and scream. And so this is the chaotic scene that's seen every single day, no matter whether the bell rang or not. I remember one specific teacher that we had, it was our math teacher. I'm not quite sure
if
she was that way. And this teacher would walk at the doorway of the class that he's supposed to enter, and he would just stand there waiting. He would not cross the threshold. Now some people are, you know, a little bit more smarter than the others, and they sort of see, oh, the teacher is at the doorway, so they quickly go to their seats or they settle down. But there are many who are oblivious to what's going on, and they just continue doing whatever they're doing without realizing the teacher's at the door.
咁有你知咧，個環境突然間就靜咗落嚟咧，咁啊醒目啦嚇，然後咧就快啲溜翻去自己。
So you can just imagine if part of the class all of a sudden quiets down, you realize that quietness becomes deafening. So then people understand, oh, okay, something's happening. Let me just see what's going on, and then they change.
咁嗰個老師咧就企喺度等到咧最後一個。
And that teacher would stand at the door and wait until the very last student finally gets his act together and goes and sits down.
马太福音24章嗰度话，你哋从无花果树嗰度学过比方。
In the Gospel of Matthew chapter 24, it says, "Learn from the parable of the fig tree."
你睇下呢啲树枝发叶发嫩长叶嘅时候
，that when the branch It's already become tender and puts forth its leaves.
你就知道夏天近。
Then you know that the summer is near.
同樣你睇見呢啲事情。
So when you see all these things happening,
就知道主在喺。
Then you know that the Lord's return is imminent.
乜嘢事情
？What things？
唔係你成日拎住本聖經咁樣樣睇。
It doesn't mean you look at that you're just you have a single vision and you're just always in the book of the Word, but you have to look around.
哇！你就發覺啦，呢個環境唔同啊。
You realize, oh. Their environment has changed.
哇，衰嘅就更加衰。
Those things which are wicked are now more wicked.
啊, 本来好好地地的都变坏了。
Those things which were good have now deteriorated.
啊, 你就发觉到, 在门口啊。
Then you will realize the Lord is standing at the door.
他不走进来,
He doesn't come into our classroom because we are not ready.
很多人解释就说,
Many scholars interpret this particular passage, the fig tree, the parable of the fig tree, to indicate Israel. When Israel has become a nation again, that is equivalent of the fig tree bearing fruit.
对,
yes, that is an interpretation. But aside from this one, there are many other signs. But what is the world doing today? It tells us how it was in the days of Noah. It tells us what happened during the days of Lot. And it tells us that the day of the Lord's return will be just like those other times. In the Gospel of Luke chapter 17, what does it say there? What were the people during Lot's day doing? Because that's just the way things are going to be like when the Lord's day returns. What happens? That they were eating and drinking and marrying and being given in marriage. What about Lot? That was during the days of Noah. But what was it during the days of Lot?
The days of Lot. 又喝又买又卖又耕种又盖种
In the NASB it says they were eating and drinking and buying and selling. They were planting. They were building.
弟兄姊妹你看有没有哪一样东西那里所提的是为了主的
Brothers and sisters, go ahead and count and look at each and everything that is depicted there. Which of those things, activities, are for the sake of the Lord?
通通是为了自己
Every single one of those activities are done for the person's own sake. Everything is to satisfy the flesh, the being, the person. Every single thing is for his own usefulness. It's not just that it's for himself, but he is deeply entrenched into the ways of this world.
你看见这个样子吗?
Brothers and sisters, do you see this example today?
有人又说, 哎, 人不为己, 天诛地灭.
Some people say, if you don't look out for yourself, who's going to look out for you?
但是圣经的教训不是只要我们专顾自己.
But the teaching from the Bible does not tell us to look out just for ourselves.
而在我们的生命, 我们的生命有一个 有一个这样的倾向,
there needs to be a particular direction to the way that we live our lives. We have been purchased by the very costly blood of the Lord.
你活着不是为自己,
you live no longer for yourself. But it is to live for Him who has given His life for you. What was it like in the days of Lot? What was it like in the days of Noah? Everything was self-centered. Everything was me, me, me. Today, there are many people who come to gathering. But they come for themselves.
最近有一个调查就是说加州 星期日参加聚会的人数呢，比其他美国嘅各州都要多。
There was a recent poll. The results were that the number of individuals in California, so Californians, who attend church services far outweighs the individuals who are in any of the other states.
有人话啊，呢个值得高兴哦。
Some people say, wow, that's a cause for rejoicing. There are so many people who are willing to come to worship. We are doing much better than, say, for example, Utah.
但係咧，亦都有一段嘅新聞。
But we have to understand there is another portion to this news.
原來有啲喺教堂裏邊出嚟嘅嗰啲人，佢而家正係想申請一個酒牌，等咧啲人聚完會之後咧，可以喺嗰度享用，可以飲酒。
That there is also news that there are congregations who are petitioning, who are submitting applications for a liquor license in order to provide, to sell alcohol to the parishioners or to the churchgoers who are from their congregation.
其實呢一個咧，唔知幾多年幾多幾呢個世十幾十六世紀嘅時候。已經出現
了。I'm not quite sure. In the
16th century, yeah.
This was something that there were movements like that already.
因為嗰次我哋去歐洲嘅時候咧，就有人介紹一間嘅教堂。
I remember the last opportunity that we had to visit Asia, Europe. There was a recommendation for us to attend a particular local assembly.
你睇下，他們早上 就做崇拜，下午就是酒舖來
的。 I'm sorry. We were referred, no, someone told us about a particular assembly there, and they told
church.
us in, a church there, and they told us that that church was a church by day and a bar by night.
因為那班人那些牧師呢想有收入，那日頭呢沒什麼人來，那下午咧賣酒，咁啊有收入。
And so, and that was because the church, the priest, the reverends there, the pastors there, was trying to increase the revenue for the church and increase subsequently their salary. So even though there were few people who would come to visit the church, so to speak, it was much more profitable for them to have a bar to be able to sell liquor because that brings in money.
如果十六世紀的時候咁樣樣，今天我哋喺二十一世紀嘅時候，仍然有呢啲事情發生。
If that was the way it was back in the 16th century, think about today in the 21st century, what situation would we be in today?
弟兄們，呢啲嘅日子，呢幾個 century, 幾個世紀嚟，究竟呢班所謂基督徒做咗咩事情
？Many centuries have passed. What are Christians doing?What have they done during that period of time?
今日人只是满足自己。
Man has only one desire, and that's to satisfy himself.
我们几时是满足过神。
But when have we ever considered whether we are satisfying God?
属神的人是不是应该去满足神?
Shouldn't God's people strive to please God?
所以主说你哋要预备迎接你嘅。
That's why the Bible said, the Lord says, prepare to meet your God.
而家就要预备。
So prepare now.
唔好等到将来。
Don't wait until later.
唔单止要预备。
Not only must we prepare.
并且要警醒嘅预备。
But we have to be alert in our preparation.
点解啊？
Why? Why is that?
因为接上落嚟，加前书嗰度话主翻嚟好似查一样。
Because in 1 Thessalonians it tells us.That when the Lord returns, He will return like a thief in the night.
好似妇人生产咁样样，系冇预告嘅，忽然间就临。
It's like when a woman gives birth without any signal, it happens.
睇前面呢度嘅警醒系讲到我哋嘅心思。
Brothers and sisters, this alertness talks about our heart, our intention.
要有醒觉。
That we need to be alert.
唔好似呢个世界嘅人咁样。沉迷于满足自己。
Don't bury yourself in the sand like the people of this world, where you're only striving to satisfy yourself.
你几时只系满足自己，你一味就系岌低头啦。
Because what happens when you try to satisfy yourself? That means you have to focus on yourself, and so now your eyes are set just inward.
但系结果咧，你越嚟越睇唔到嘢，因为个肚腩越嚟越大。
But the more you satisfy yourself, the bigger your tummy gets, and so now you can't see anything because your eyes are looking at your tummy. But the Lord says, turn and look. Be alert and prepare.
我们以前的中文的老师就教我们，就是指责我们的，
Now, one of my Chinese teachers used to scold us.
Yeah. 他說, 你們學做學生的,千萬不要做大笨象屁股。
He used to say, as students, don't be an elephant's ass.
因為呢, 你怎樣拍他,怎樣打他,摸他,都沒有知覺的。
Because no matter how hard you spank him, he's not going to feel it if you keep spanking him on his behind.
但他說, 你們要做猴子屁股。
Instead, if you're going to be anything at all, be a monkey's ass.
你命碰到他,已經走了。
Before you get a chance to spank him, he would know that he runs away.
現在我們覺得, 哎, 好笑啊,間時就更加, 啊, Sir, 你傻的。
We think of it as being funny now, you know, just think back then we used to laugh at him, think, what a crazy nut.
真的弟兄姊妹,我們要醒覺。
But brothers and sisters, we have to be alert.
不要那麼遲鈍。
Don't be so dull. Don't be so dull when it comes to the Lord and His things.
整個的反面就是沉睡啊。
The flip side of being alert is slumbering.
Yeah, slumbering.
Do you remember the Garden of Gethsemane when the Lord was there? In the Lord's Prayer?
那班門徒怎樣?
Now, the Lord was fervent in His prayer. What were the disciples doing at that time? What were they doing at that time? They fell asleep.
不單止一次,
it wasn't just once, it was twice. It was three times that they fell asleep.
去到最後主就說,
until the very end, the Lord excused them to say, your spirit is willing, but your flesh is weak.
很多時候呢,我們用那句話來用自己來excuse自己。
Now, oftentimes, we paraphrase that, or we take that and make it as an excuse for ourselves.
我不行,不過我心靈軟弱,不過我肉體軟弱,經常都是這樣來原諒自己。
A lot of times, we sort of give ourselves an out by saying, you know, I really want to do it, but, oh, alas, the spirit is willing, but my flesh is too weak.
等一下,你不要用這句來說。The
Lord is saying, don't use that as your excuse.
不是,不是,Lord,我說,你不要用這句。Sorry,
I'm telling you, don't use that as an excuse.
不要用這句話來原諒你自己。Don't
use that as your excuse.
因為這句話不是你說的,是主說的。Because
this is not for us to say. This was what the Lord said on the behalf of the disciples.
主是體貼他們,
it's because the Lord was mindful of the disciples.
然後才說, 啊, 你們心靈軟弱肉體,
and that's why he was able to say, in essence, excusing them to a certain degree, that, oh, I understand that your spirit is willing, but your flesh is weak.
是主的憐憫,是主的同情在我們的身上。
It is the Lord's compassion, it is the Lord's love that would overflow to them.
不要用來用我,成為了我的,原諒我自己的。
But don't take it to become your excuse for yourself.
好了,主再回來,這個日子很快。
So, the Lord's return is imminent.
我們的靈裡面一定要警覺。
We need to be alert spiritually. We need to be strong in our spirit. We need to get up. The Lord may look kindly upon us and have mercy upon us. But don't make it an excuse for yourself. We need to see that we need to ask more of ourselves. So that's why when we come to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 25, it starts with the 10 virgins.
最後,25章13節,Verse 13 of chapter 25, what does it say?
It says specifically, be on the alert then.
因為那日子,那時辰,
for you do not know the day nor the hour.
這十個童女,
these 10 virgins,
有五個稱為聰明的,有五個稱為愚拙的。
5 were labeled as being prudent, but 5 were labeled as being foolish.
這五個點解叫做聰明的,這五個點解叫做愚拙的?
Why are these first 5 labeled as prudent and the last 5 is labeled as foolish?
有些人就說,這聰明的就
Some people interpret this particular passage to say, oh, those who are prudent were the ones who were really saved, and those who were foolish were the ones who were not saved. No, that's not
right.
Some people interpret it to being applicable for the Israelites, that the number of Jews who shall be saved are recorded here.
不過無論如何,
or alluded to here.
無論如何,
but regardless of your interpretation, we know that there are 10 virgins.
肯定第一件就是,
first of all, they are not the bride.
不過呢,他們就是在這個迎親的這個行列裡面。
They are attendants. They are part of the bridal party.
他們在這個 婚宴的裡面,
they are enjoying the wedding feast. So for the 10 of them, they are on equal footing.
但為什麼有些叫做聰明的,
so why are 5 considered prudent and 5 considered foolish? It's not because they were without oil. They all had oil.
問題就是他們 夠不夠油?
The question is whether they had enough oil.
現在他們全部十個,無論聰明、預絕的,都睡了覺的,是嗎?
And don't forget, all 10, whether they were prudent or foolish, they all fell asleep.
那問題是為什麼有些叫做聰明,有一部分叫做預絕?
Then so we come back to the same question. Why are 5 considered prudent and 5 considered foolish?
就是他們在等候這個新郎
It's solely based upon the attitude that each one has as they awaited for the return of the groom. Those who are prudent are prudent because they have made full preparation. All 10 knew the groom will return. But the Lord, when? Well, He can return at any time. Everybody is so very tired. But in addition to for the prudent ones, in addition to being tired, in addition to awaiting for the groom to come, in addition to looking forward to the groom's arrival, they were fully prepared. What about the foolish ones? Did they know that the bridegroom was supposed to return? Of course they knew. They were waiting there at the same place, right? They knew that he was going to come at any time. But what was their attitude? Casual.
沒有預備到,
they did not fully prepare.
沒有好好地計劃,
they did not plan. They didn't plan.
就是這樣,
that's the way they were.
所以被他們這班人是被稱為愚拙的,
and that's why they were labeled foolish. Because they were not proactive. So, because they were too casual. They did not have an alert spirit. An alert heart.
那结果呢, 就是这样。
So, that's the way it turned out. The prudent ones, they were able to enter and sit with the Lord, with the groom at the banquet table.
愚拙的那班人,
and the 主說, foolish ones,
主說,
the foolish ones, the Lord says, I do not know you.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, this is the result of judgment.
當主再回來的時候,
when the Lord returns,
那裡說明是一個在基督台前的審判,
it tells us that we will be before the judgment seat of Christ.
當這班沒有預備的,
and for that group of individuals who have not properly prepared,
當這班愚拙的,
for this group of individuals who are considered foolish, What will they lose?
是失去在国度里面的福分.
They will lose a portion of the kingdom.
他们失去的就是在国度里面与主同有的喜乐.
They will lose out in part of that joy that is to be with the Lord.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, we don't want to be in that situation.
如果你不想的话,
if you don't want to be in that situation, then now is the time to make preparations.
但一个人如果是懒,
but what if you, well, what do you say, what if a person is just lazy by nature? How can the lazy person properly prepare?
明明有很多事要做的,
there are lots of stuff that he's supposed to do, but he just doesn't get it done.
我是要看一段电视先,
I want to watch TV for a little bit. And then I'll prepare for my homework or assignment or responsibility.
这个人是这样的嘛,
that's the way he is.
美国人就说你尊重这些人权,他是这样的。
In America, everyone's is about personal rights. You have to respect someone's personal rights to be the way they are. So, you know, we sort of gloss over it and we deem people or students to say they're just bad students. That's just the way they are.
他在你眼前是坏的,但在我眼中是the very special one.
So in your eyes, you might consider them to be bad students, but in my eyes, they're special. 可以特别的.
但是弟兄姊妹啊, 这个品格的问题, 是, 生出来, 有些人快点, 有些人慢点.
Now, this matter about character. Yes, it's true. Some people are quicker on the draw, and some people are slower.
我们有不同的态度.
And it's true, we all have different attitudes towards different things.
但我们的品格和我们的性情有关.
Our character is intricately related to our nature.
不过我们的品格可以操练的.
But we can train ourselves, though, in terms of character.
如果很慢的, 你可以给你心机, 你可以操练到自己, 快点,不是很快, 快点.
If we know that we're a little bit slow, okay, then push yourself a little bit more. Not that you transform to become somebody really, really quick, but quicker than you are now.
如果你是无所谓的, 你可以操练自己操到有些所谓.
You might be very casual about everything. Well, maybe you can push yourself to be a little bit more mindful and be more diligent in certain things.
所以提摩太前书那里说,在敬虔上来操练自己.
So that's why in Timothy, it tells us that we are to be diligent in our preparation.
就是提摩太前书那里说的,在操练身体,益处还少,唯独操练敬虔,凡事都有益处, 因为有今生和来世的应许.
It tells us in Timothy, it says, discipline yourself for the purpose of godliness. The bodily discipline is only of little profit, but godliness is profitable for all things.
那就是这个意思就是说你要追求一个属灵的品格.
It means that we need to pursue after a spiritual character.
这个属灵品格 characteristic. 就是主耶稣基督的品格.
And that characteristic or that character is the characteristic or the nature of Christ.
让基督的性情 能够在我们的身上面,
so that we might be able to display the very nature of Christ.
我们怎么做呢?
How are we going to do it?
先要看我们自己这个人是一无所事, 我们这个人就是一个死了的人.
The first step is to consider, to reckon ourselves as being dead, that we have nothing to offer.
因为圣经说, 我已经与基督徒,
because the Bible tells us that I have already died with Christ.
现在活着的不再是我,
yes, that is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. This is profound in Galatians. This is the life that we have to live out. So the Lord's nature becomes your nature.
用基督的意念成为了你的意念。
Christ's will or his intentions become yours.
用基督的心思在你的里面成为你的心思。
Christ's heart and desire becomes yours.
就是整个用基督活出基督。
So that you are able to live out Christ.
所以腓立比书就说以耶稣基督的心为心。
So that's why in Philippians it tells us to have the heart of Christ, to be of the same mind as Christ.
主是刚才我说的主是谦卑的。
As we said earlier, the Lord is humble.
我们今天也都要学习。
We need to learn to be humble.
主是如何的虚己。没了自己。
In the selflessness of Christ, we have to learn to be selfless.
主是怎样信服神?
How the Lord was obedient to God the Father?
我们今天也都要信服神。
We have to learn to be obedient to God the Father.
是信服他。
To submit to Him, to submit to God.
但是话要翻翻转头。
But we have to come back to this.
这些操练这个性情不是一朝一夕就造成的。
It is not in one fell swoop that we're able to reach our target.
需要时间。
It requires time.
这个世界很多即即的东西出来的。
There's a lot of instantaneous things that this world has.
但属灵的事情没有即即的。
But there is nothing instantaneous that comes when it comes to spiritual practice.
其次呢就是说你有你的学习，我有我的学习。
And also,You have what you need to work on. I have what I need to work on.
譬如说有些人很温柔，但是他没什么原则。
Say for example, some people are very gentle, but they're not very firm when it comes to, they're not very firm.
有些人是很能干的。
Some people are very,
capable. 但是没什么耐性。
But they might not have much patience.
所以各人有各人要学习的。
Everyone has a different lesson that they have
to learn. 各人有各人的性情的操练。
There is a different part of your characteristic that needs to be changed.
因此我学习的嘢唔等于系可以借到俾你。我学完之后唔等于借。
So if I have learned a lesson, I can't lend it to you for you to use.
就好似嗰啲嗰五个愚拙嘅，不如你借俾我啦。点借啊？我温柔点借俾你
？So just like the five foolish, just like the ten virgins, they could not. The five prudent ones could not share the oil that they had. How can they? How can they share a portion of gentleness with someone else?
所以由此可见，弟兄姊妹
，So
我哋操练自己。
We need to understand. We need to put ourselves through the paces. Put ourselves into it.
就是我哋预备见主嘅实际。
So that we might be.Properly prepared to meet our God.
我们的操练，我们愿意放在操练的功夫越多，我们得到结果就是越大。
We know full well that in this particular area, the more we put ourselves in to learn the lesson, the more we will reap in terms of reward.
但是北京这个奥运会呢，就有两个月就开始的了。
Now the Olympics in Beijing will be starting in 2 months.
如果嗰啲運動員咧今日先至開始嚟練咧，我估就遲咗啲噶啦。
I think it will be too late for any aspiring Olympians to start their training today.
係嘛？如果今日佢都唔係好 fit 嘅，仲要減肥咧，咁你又唔使旨意喺嗰度得到獎。
Not only for any aspiring Olympians, not only.Are they thinking about being fit? If they have to think about losing weight, then you're further behind the eight ball.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，属地嘅事情既系咁样样，
属
灵嘅事情更加系应该系咁。
So that's the way it is with secular matters, but it is even more critical when it comes to spiritual matters.
求主怜悯我哋。
May the Lord have deal kindly with us.
当喺我哋头先冇读嘅马太25章下边讲到嗰几个仆人。
In Matthew chapter 25, we didn't read into it, but it tells us about the different workers.
当嗰两个仆人话一个领五千，一个领二千嘅，就是用主人俾佢嘅本钱去做生意， 他就賺了一個開。
So there were two servants who earned five talents, earned two more talents. They utilized the gift that was already given to them from their master to begin with in order to earn more.
於是他們得到獎賞。
And therefore, they were rewarded.
他們得到稱讚。
They were praised.
但唯有那個一千的。
But what about that one that had a thousand denarii?
他得到是責備。
What did he get? He got
不是說因為他得得少。
He got an admonishment not because of the amount that he was not able to return.
主人不是因為他認為他賺得少。
It's not because he didn't earn enough for the master.
而是他根本什麼都沒有做過。
But it's that he didn't do anything.
因為主人責備他是因為他什麼都沒有做過。
He was admonished because he didn't do a thing.
所以主人就說最後這個僕人就丟在外面。 黑暗的裡面,
and so that's why the Lord at the very end passed judgment and says that he was supposed to cast out this, he was worthless and be cast out into the outer darkness in a place where there should be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
在那時受虧損是因為他以前沒有做過事。
He came to be judged and lost out on something because in the past, his past, he neglected to do anything. We know that the Lord will return. Very soon he will return. It's just that we don't know the exact time. So since that is the case, we should take hold of the time that we do have to properly and to prepare well to meet our God.
你願意怎樣去見主啊?
How will you prepare to meet your God?
即是拿著兩雙梳子嗎?
Are you going to go empty-handed?
我還是說我們要在主面前被祂稱讚這樣一個心態在主面前
Or will you have a hard attitude to say I want to be someone who will be praised by our Lord?
我們都一起起來跟隨祂
So let us all arise and together learn to serve Him, to prepare for Him. Let us pray. Beloved Lord, we thank You. You've spoken to Your words to us. And we know that it's within Your heart that each and every one of us would be able to receive the rewards that You have prepared for us. It's not that we're greedy. But we know that this is Your will. You want for the children of God to be able to receive rewards. And so that's why we echo the words to say, let us pursue together. In order to satisfy Your heart desire.
主耶穌你引導我們。
Lord, lead us.
我們不夠的,求主你加添。
Where we lack, Lord, please fill us up.
給我們力量。
Give us strength.
讓我們起來跟隨你。
That we might be able to get up and follow after You.
都願意做一個聰明的童女,預備整齊見你主的面。
To be a prudent virgin, to be properly prepared to meet You.
奉主耶穌的名。
In Christ's name we pray. Amen.